people say like, oh, isn't your body naturally designed to detoxify? 100% it is. And our bodies were never meant to be exposed to this much toxin in our environment. Environmental mm-hmm. toxins, we're eating and drinking obesogens every single day. We have glyphosate mm-hmm. pesticides in our air, food, and mm-hmm. water systems.
Are you ready to boost your longevity and unlock peak performance? Welcome to the Longevity and Lifestyle Podcast. I'm your host, Claudia van Beuzelaga, longevity and peak performance coach. Each week, we'll explore groundbreaking science, unravel longevity secrets, share strategies to grow younger, and stay up to date with world-class health and peak performance pioneers. Everything you need to live longer, live better, and reach your fullest potential. Ready to defy aging, optimize health, and promote peak performance? Visit llinsider.com for more. My guest today is a dear friend, Kerry Drinkwine. Kerry is a traditional naturopath, certified regenerative health practitioner, clinical iridologist, success and freedom coach, CEO owner of the Institute of Regenerative Health and Wise Wellness Clinic. So excited to have you on today. Welcome to the Longevity and Lifestyle Podcast, Kerry.
Thank you for having me. It's truly an honor.
Oh, it's such a delight. So Kerry, I'd love you to start with, if you can share a little bit about your journey to regenerative health and why this became such a passion for you.
Absolutely. So, you know, I always say everything is an opportunity, and how can we turn poison into medicine? And that is really what my journey was. And so I was diagnosed with early onset lupus, Hashimoto, fibromyalgia, and what they called unexplained infertility, along with a slew of adrenal fatigue symptoms and really chronic adrenal fatigue. And I was about 30 years old at the time. And I remember, you know, receiving the diagnosis, and for years upcoming to that diagnosis, I had known that something was off in my body. And I kept going to the doctor saying, something is wrong. And then they would say, everything looks fine. Everything looks okay. And I'm like, everything is not okay in my body, right? Like, we know our bodies. And yeah. I always say, if you listen to your body's symptoms, you won't have to hear it scream. Mm. And so we're going to talk about some of those symptoms on this podcast, but for years I knew I was ill before I was actually diagnosed with the illness. And I kind of remember feeling like my earth kind of shattered in that moment of like, I'm 30, you know, this doesn't mean I'm never going to have any more children. I have all these chronic illnesses. And my doctor, I remember asking her, how does this happen? And she said, well, we don't know. It just does. And if you take these medications, you'll live relatively long, you know, relatively normal, but yet shorter life. Mm-hmm. And that was it. And I was like, how is that an acceptable answer? And exactly. I kept feeling like devastated and also rage filled. Like, how is that acceptable? What did I just experience? And yeah. then I just had this moment after crying in my car of going, okay, wait, I wasn't born with this disease. Nobody else in my family has these diseases. Mm-hmm. And if this happened, something changed in my terrain or in my body that created it, mm-hmm. and I can unwind it. I don't know what that looks like. I don't know how, but I decided in that moment I was going to be able to unwind it. Mm-hmm. And that began my journey into the natural health world, really. And so I started working with naturopaths. I worked with functional medicine doctors. I worked with hormone specialists, endocrinologists, rheumatologists, you name it, I did it. And then my last stop was a regenerative detox specialist, actually. And I was in between desperate and skeptical when I met her. And I was like, just whatever, just tell me what to do. I've spent so much time, been so exhausted. And I did everything she told me to do. And in 5 months' time, I had a complete reversal of my diagnoses. No detectable antibodies, nothing. My hormone levels, my thyroid levels, everything in normal range. And my doctor said, well, that's just not possible. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, you tell me, you're reading my blood. So it looks like it's possible. Mm-hmm. And it was from that moment forward that I really just felt this deep calling, like, how does everyone not know this information? Mm-hmm. Like, this should be common knowledge that you can heal yourself. Yeah. And so it became my life's mission. And I went to school for all things regenerative health, naturopathy, herbalism, iridology, and beyond. And I opened mm-hmm. my clinical practice about 8 years ago. Mm-hmm. And then I opened the Institute 2.5 years ago.
Super exciting. And I wanted to dig into a few things, but I'd love to just look at in more detail, like what were the protocols? What was the big game changers that all of a sudden expedited that complete healing process within a few months?
So this is always not widely received well, to be fully honest, but I completely transformed my diet for an acute period. I went I transitioned to 100% fruit-based diet. And that is only for the sake of cleaning the lymphatic system, cleaning out the terrain. I had so much buildup, excess waste. What people don't realize is that autoimmune, where the concept in Western medicine is that the body is attacking its own cells and it's just made some errors, like there's a nervous system error. It's actually not the truth. And it's completely misguided because it's misunderstood. So we think, oh, our body's just making mistakes and it's a cytokine storm or we're attacking everything in the body. But really what's happening is your body responds to antigens, pathogens, parasites, or microbes inside the body. So where's there an intruder? Is it a chemical toxin? Is it a parasite? Is it an overgrowth of pathogenic bacteria? And the body has to respond and have an immune response to those. That's a healthy, normal thing. However, when your environment is inundated with parasites, like say you have, you know, your lymphatic system isn't draining. I had a lot of pharmaceutical drugs as a little girl, kind of my health history leading up to this diagnosis, and an insane amount of stress, which will also get you sick quite easily. We can talk about that in a bit, but all of those things combined led to my lymph system being stagnated and backed up. And so within every single cell was toxins. Right? My body couldn't drain. So I had toxins, parasites, whatever it is, pesticides, you know, pharmaceutical drugs. And my body was saying like, attack, these things need to get out. And so that's why I went on 100% fruit-based diet, because the fruits are the most alkaline. My body was quite acidic at the time. And I'm careful when I say alkaline, because it's foods that are alkaline forming. All food is a pH of 7 or below. So we need to understand that there's actually no true alkaline food. It's neutral or lower. But certain foods leave behind an alkaline ash or an acid ash. And certain foods are restorative for the body and cleansing. And certain foods are more building and not cleansing at all, right? So in an acute period, I actually did a 6-month fruit fast. And I went all in. I used herbalism to really clean the kidneys and the lymphatic system. I was on about 10 to 12 herbs at a time, 3 times a day, and 100% fruit diet. It wasn't easy. And I
don't fruit? Was it like any particular fruit?
Specifically red grapes, actually.
Just red grapes.
Red grapes. I started, you know, as I transitioned, I started with fruits and like watermelon and all kinds of stuff. And then I'm very impatient. I like things now, you know, like, how do I get there the fastest? And I remember calling the clinic and saying, what is the fastest way to get this done? And they said, go 100% red grapes. And so I did practically overnight, which I never recommend anymore. Do not go on a red grape fast overnight. Do not transition from a sad diet to a red grape diet. Your skin will freak out. Your body will freak out. It's not a good idea. But that's what I did. And red grapes, there's actually a lot of research and red grapes being one of the most powerful fruit on the planet. There's a book called The Grape Cure. There's hundreds of testimonials of people that have reversed chronic cancer diagnoses with red grapes. And so I said, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. So I went all red grapes, and 80 of those things I did red grape juice. And did I need to go that hard? Maybe not, but it would have taken me longer. And I think that's why I had such a fast reversal, because, you know, the biggest thing people don't understand about regenerative health is the drainage pathways. Nobody talks about kidney filtration. So I'm going to just explain this quick, and then it'll make more sense why.
Go ahead.
But your body, basically what you eat, drink, breathe, and put on your skin is what brings waste into the body, obviously. And your lymphatic system's job is to carry that waste out, is specifically a lot of it to the kidneys. And the kidneys filter lymphatic waste out through the urine. We, of course, also use our lymph vessels, our lymph nodes. Our lymph nodes actually eat and digest pathogenic bacteria, parasites. Like they break it down. I call the lymph nodes the sewer system or the septic tanks.
Yeah.
But the kidneys drain this waste out. And so you have to check your urine. So I always say, watch your urine. And a urine test in the morning is the most beneficial thing you can do. So in the morning, don't drink water. Don't eat yet. Just pee in a cup and look at it. And it should be a nice neutral color, but it should have sediment. It should have flakes, against popular belief. Most people believe that your urine should be clear. And if you have flakes, you have an infection. And this is absolutely not the case. And so my urine was crystal clear. I had no filtration, which means my drain was clogged, right? If you think of the bathtub and you can't, you need to unclog the drain, nothing can drain. So that's why my lymph kept accumulating so much waste. My lymph nodes were chronically swollen because my lymph system was like, well, we can't get out the kidneys. So I'm going to bring it to the lymph nodes through the lymph vessels and have the lymph nodes work. Well, then my lymph nodes were backed up. And then I also had chronic constipation at the time. So my bowels were backed up. So I literally was like filled with waste. So then, of course, your body's in attack mode. So the point of doing fruits is fruits are the easiest food for the body to digest. So you can digest it with the pitolin in your saliva. It needs no assistance from the pancreas. It doesn't actually require insulin to enter the cells. So essentially the whole body gets a really big break. And on top of it, grapes specifically and fruits are so rich in antioxidants and phytonutrients. And they have this very astringent property to them. So I did red grapes and I did red grape juice with lemons for my cleanse with herbalism that was supporting my kidneys, my bowels, my endocrine system, my liver, and my thyroid.
That's so incredible because one would think, right, just red grapes. I know that you mentioned you were doing the herbs as well would be enough, but that the body can survive over such a period of time on just one main food source, right? And especially red grapes and really phenomenal. Well, I'm so happy, right, that you were able to turn your health around and that it became then your mission to share it as well. And maybe you can share with my audience some of the types of cases that you treat and that you see at your institute, and what are the sort of protocols that you bring them through, just so people can better understand what is regenerative medicine.
Yeah, so I have a much more balanced approach with my clientele. So I don't see patients anymore in my clinic, but I still own the clinic. My practitioners all see them. We have a lot of different modalities and methodologies. First, primarily, is changing the terrain. Really. The only reason you're ill is because your terrain is backed up. That's the internal environment that surrounds your cells. Now, this is also proven in epigenetics, right? 5% of disease or disease is actually genetic, and 95% is the environment that's surrounding the cells, dictating the way that they function. So we do take you off of dairy, which is number one. Dairy and eggs are the most mucus-forming foods that you can actually consume. Eggs specifically feed viruses. So they actually are used clinically to breed flu vaccines and cancer cell viruses. Or cancer cells, excuse me, not viruses. And so just knowing this is like, maybe that's not a great idea in my body. And my goal and my passion is to help my patients and my students to really look at nutrition differently. We have to stop looking at nutrition as macronutrients. Oh, how much protein does it have? It has choline, it has fiber, is this. Macronutrition, you're never going to starve from, because all fruits and vegetables have amino acids. They have proteins, they have, you know, fats, they have carbohydrates. But we have to start looking at food in terms of chemistry and how it acts inside the body. And so, you know, this is what I do, is education first. I always take my clients off of the dairy and the eggs primarily. And then we do transition them into a plant protocol for a period of detoxification. So this is, again, you know, some people are saying, oh, you have to have meat, you don't have to have meat. I don't get into any of those arguments. But what I do know is that in order to actually detoxify the body, you need to be rid from toxins. And we need to not have anything toxic coming in, or as little as possible. And we also need to make it as easy as possible for the body to repair, to rest, and to digest. And so the answer is fruits and plants. And I usually use fruits and vegetables and Irish sea moss and minerals. Like, we have a very good approach in the sense of it's more balanced. I don't put people on all fruit, especially not out of the gate. you know, I wouldn't do
Perry. Exactly.
I wouldn't do what I did. Yeah. But you know, say somebody's been, they come from a SAD diet, they start, it takes them about 4 weeks to transition into a plant diet is how we work. Mm-hmm. We actually, each client, depending on what they're dealing with, will have a different approach, but we do work with them really highly specialized, nanoparticle sized zeolites that are cleaned after capture. And zeolites are really powerful for cleaning out metals, microplastics, things in the body. And you pee them out and they lock them in a helix cage so they don't disrupt the nervous system as they're being detoxed. Which is very, very important. So what I see in every patient is their liver is overwhelmed. Mm. And, you know, the liver is the main detoxifying organ. So mm-hmm. when the liver is overwhelmed, the whole system's overwhelmed. So I start with, okay, I just want you to slowly transition your diet. We're just going to get you on zeolites and really good water. Mm-hmm. And so we put them on molecular hydrogen water and zeolites that first month as they slowly transition their diet. In the second month, we start working on a real nutrition protocol. So we have them on a lot of micronutrient support, organic and regeneratively grown superfoods. So they're mm-hmm. starting to replace some of those other things with very deep nutrient dense nutrients. And they mm-hmm. start transitioning to a fully plant diet, mostly raw, uncooked foods. Mm-hmm. And then we start working specifically on what they need, whether that's herbs for the kidneys, the lymph system, or whatever that is, mm-hmm. based on their specific needs. And then we also work with redox, which is reducing the oxidation in the body. So mm-hmm. we work with redox signaling molecules, which are essentially, if you've actually, this is a great, there's lots of great books on redox. If you look them up and you start to Google mm-hmm. redox, you'll find no less than 30,000 studies. Mm-hmm. But there's a book I read many years ago called One Disease Redox Imbalance. Mm-hmm. And the concept is redox signaling molecules are a natural output from our mitochondrial cellular respiration mm-hmm. process, and they're what create reactive oxygen species as mm-hmm. well. So we have reactive oxygen species, we have these redox signaling molecules, but essentially they are a cell signaling molecule. They mm-hmm. are communicators. They're saying, hey, you're a bad cell, you should go through mm-hmm. apoptosis. Hey, you need to detox. Hey, you need to go over here. So they're the mm-hmm. communication yeah. network of the body. Mm-hmm. And every decade after puberty, we lose 10%. Mm-hmm. So as we age, and if you have autoimmune like I had, you have an even reduced load of those. So we actually bring redox signaling molecules that are native to the body back in, and we start to see a rapid repair. So to summarize, we really work with detoxing heavy metals from the liver with zeolites. We work with redox signaling molecules. We work with herbalism. We work with specialized nutrition. And molecular hydrogen is a huge part of our therapies because of its power to upregulate NRF2 pathways and repair the cells. And the last thing is we really work with like specific cleanses that have enzymes that really go in and like eat up waste in the body. And so people will get rid of like 20 years of plaque in 24 hours on one of our cleanses. So wow. It's really powerful.
Super powerful. And I feel like probably every human should be following some sort of detox protocol, would you say? I mean, what would you 100%. Recommend?
100%. Mm-hmm. Do you change the oil on your car? Right?
Of course you have to, right?
Your engine's going to blow up eventually. And I get this a lot. People say like, oh, isn't your body naturally designed to detoxify? 100% it is. And our bodies were never meant to be exposed to this much toxin in our environment. Environmental mm-hmm. toxins, we're eating and drinking obesogens every single day. We have glyphosate mm-hmm. pesticides in our air, food, and water mm-hmm. systems. We're putting on perfumes that are, you know, neuroendocrine disruptors. Perfumes are mm-hmm. neurotoxic. I don't know if people know mm-hmm. that. There's so much. Our clothing, everything, right?
Yeah.
So we were never meant to be here. So what's happening is our detox pathways are tired and they're backed up. So hitting the reset button 2 or 3 times a year is always a good idea. I like to do like a, you know, you might have a longer journey in the beginning. If you were like me and you had autoimmune, you might need to do a 6-month protocol to heal and to get to, okay, I'm in a good place. My kidneys are filtering, my lymph is clean, my bowels are draining, my adrenals are good, right? And once you're there, maintain, go into maintenance, but 2 or 3 times a year, hit the reset. So I usually do like a January or February reset. I usually do one in the spring is really powerful, like May. And then I usually do one in September before the winter months.
Oh, beautiful. So 2 to 3 times a year. And what would be the key things you would do? So plant-based, you were mentioning as well, and you were talking about redox and detoxing from heavy metals. So is this something somebody could, you know, figure out the protocol themselves, or would they need to, for example, be in touch with you to understand exactly what they should be focusing on?
Well, that's a tricky question. So they could absolutely kind of go plant-based, you know, a few times a year completely. Your digestive system will thank you. You know, just a little information is the average transit time for animal products is 17 hours. The average transit time for a cooked plant meal is about 2 hours. And a raw plant meal is about, if it's fruits, 30 minutes. And if it's vegetables, it's an hour and a half. So that's out of the small intestine. And then the large intestine obviously takes longer. So just giving yourself a plant-based break a couple months a year, you're going to have already better results. So that anybody can do. When it comes to your protocol, yes, I work with very accessible things. I work with a really powerful 7-day cleanse. That's an enzyme cleanse that I recommend doing 3 times a year. It's 7 days. Everybody can do 7-day cleanse. And it's very, very safe. It is enzymes. It pulls out all the plaque out of the body. It cleans out the liver. Dries up kind of like the damp environment that can happen when people get an overgrowth of bad bacteria. And that's one that I recommend is very accessible for everybody. They could do the 7-day cleanse, but they need to, you can't just like be on a sad diet and then do a 7-day plant cleanse. You will feel super sick. So I recommend like 10 days leading up your plant-based raw foods right before. And then when you go in, you're really just drinking the enzymes and the herbs. You're not really consuming any food for that 7 days. You're drinking super nutrient rich enzymes. You're drinking maybe some fruit juices, and that's kind of it. And so it's a 7-day accessible cleanse. So
I must try that.
I could put together like a little, like, here's a good reset a couple times a year, you know, for your followers. And if they want deeper guidance, they could always book an appointment if they want.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you, Carrie, as well. I think it's so important because the problem is obviously there's so much mixed messaging online. And as so many people claim to know exactly what you're supposed to do, but obviously hearing from actual practitioners that know it works and they're highly specialized and trained is such a differentiator. So, and yeah, I agree. 7 days, and it takes a lot of willpower, I guess. I mean, do people suffer and have trouble sticking to the protocol? Or do you think that once they've ramped up and they've started it, they're able to see it through?
When they start with our clinic and they start a protocol, usually in the first month, they start feeling so much better that they actually gain the stamina. And they're like,
amazing,
so good. What is this? And then in the second month, when we really kind of get into like the micronutrients, they're like flying high. They're like, wow. You know, yeah, they have some detox symptoms, but they're like, I've never had more energy. I thought this was going to be harder to give up meat and, you know, and they feel amazing. Most of our patients actually end up staying plant-based. And some people go back and have it, you know, a couple or a few times a week. And I always just say, in an acute period, you need to go all alkaline-forming foods or foods that are really restorative and easy for the body. When you've gotten to your goal and your destination, then 80-20 is the goal, or maybe 70-30, meaning, you know, 80% of the time you're doing the right things. 20% of the time, pick your poison, like have fun, you know, about balance. Yeah. You know, sometimes you got to have a glass of wine on the ocean. Like it's okay to live. Yeah. And I really think that it's part of longevity actually is being able to have a really balanced mind and body and being able to enjoy life, but also still take care of yourself. So that was a long answer, but I would say, no, people actually do stick to protocol, and because we do it in a way in which they're very supported and nourished.
Beautiful. And they feel the energy and the impact, right? So they really feel into it. I'd love to ask you about testing, Carrie. Like, how are the tests? What are the tests? And people listening are, you know, around the world as well, they might not have access to the same testing, but what are some of the key tests that you encourage people to ask their healthcare professional to conduct to better understand what is going on in their system? What should they be looking out for?
Well, it's a tough question because medically the blood only shows us a really small window. So what I always say, the lymph is designed to keep everything out of the blood. That's its job. The lymph is your sewer system. The blood is your kitchen. I always say you wouldn't poop in your kitchen, right? And that's how I remember the blood. When the blood shows up, it's because it's spilled over. The lymph no longer can control it. The immune system's lost control, and now it's showing up in the blood. So the blood is actually the very last indicator. It's actually been years prior to the blood showing up that you've been ill. And so, yeah, a blood panel is great, right? Getting a full blood panel, checking for antibodies, especially if you think you have thyroid issues, you know, getting TH1, TH2 antibodies, looking up what is your TSH, free T3, free T4, you know, all of these. You have to test all of them. You can't just test TSH. It needs to be free T3 and free T4 as well, because this is what the liver's doing, et cetera. We don't have time for all that. But I just say get a full metabolic panel if you want me to look at it. But we have a different testing system in our clinic. We actually use a testing system called the bioenergetic terrain analysis. And it can take blood, urine, and saliva. And so these three components tell us everything about the body: the pH of your saliva, the pH of your urine, the RH2 factor, which is basically your oxidation or your reduction potential. When we're looking at these numbers, we actually have this highly specialized system that tests these three components, and it tells us your mitochondrial function. Like, that's your cellular energy. It tells us your kidney absorption, your nutrient absorption, your overall energy. It tells us your oxidative stress. It tells us whether you're having an allergic reaction in your body or an autoimmune, or you're in a cancer zone. Like, we can actually see all of that metabolically through your own body fluids. And usually just urine and saliva is all we need to take. We can take blood as well, but we can, that's how we test in our clinic. And so we have this real measurable marker from before and after where we've massively improved their cellular health.
So incredible. And the hydrogenized water you were mentioning briefly there, I know this is a big project you're working on at the moment as well. What is it? I see more and more on social media people are talking about it, but what is it really, and what's the impact, and why are you excited about it?
I'm so excited about this. And, you know, okay, so first is hydration is essential for human health. And there's so many different ideas and concepts around hydration, so I want to tread lightly. But your body cannot accept all forms of water. Let's put it that way. In the sense of your body needs living water. So living water means it has to have minerals in it in order for the body to be able to really bring it intracellular. So distilled water can actually strip your body of essential minerals. So, and those are dead waters. Although they're clean, they are not living waters. So I don't recommend distilled water or any of that. So first, water in general, hydration in general, I would say 99.9% of the population is pretty much dehydrated. Chronic dehydration is the precursor to all disease. And then the next step is inflammation, and we see next, right? So first and foremost, we need to hydrate. Well, hydrogen water, which is why I'm so passionate about this, is molecular hydrogen gas dissolved in water, which is called HRW, hydrogen-rich water. And hydrogen, molecular hydrogen, hydrogen is the smallest molecule in the world, right? And it penetrates through every single cell in your body. And it has this like insane innate intelligence that we really can't even explain. It essentially enters the body and it scavenges the body for damage. It says, where are their damaged cells? Where are the bad guys, right? And it will never touch anything healthy. It literally has this wisdom. So it travels through the body and it goes to the damaged areas and starts repairing and restoring. And what it does is it specifically can penetrate the cell. It upregulates the mitochondrial function of the cell. So the mitochondria is the engine of the cell. I would say you could have a beautiful car, but if there's no engine under the hood, it just sits, right? That is your cell. The mitochondria is the engine. It powers every function of your cell, from detoxification to hormone signaling to reactive oxygen species, like we just talked about, to reactive nitrogen species and beyond. So the mitochondria is in charge of this. And this is what the number one causation of dis-ease or death is: lack of energy, right? What's different between you and me and a dead person? We have an electrical current. We're alive, right? We have electricity in our cells. The mitochondria are producing our energy. So what happens is when that mitochondria energy depletes, we start to see a cell weaken and become attacked by antigens, pathogens, parasites, microbes, people that catch every cold coming their way, that are tired, that can't get through the day without coffee. This is the very first indicator that your mitochondria energy is low. If you are relying on stimulants to get through the day, your mitochondria are struggling. And so hydrogen works right with the engine of your cell. It upregulates the mitochondria, and it also upregulates a very powerful pathway called mm-hmm. NRF2 pathway. This mm-hmm. pathway is the most brilliant pathway in the body. It's a cell signaling pathway. It actually upregulates what's called the cytoprotective capabilities of the cell. It improves mm-hmm. cell integrity. It helps the cells detoxify. It actually regulates gene expression, which we see the importance in epigenetics. So it'll mm-hmm. help the gene express in a positive way. Mm-hmm. It's known for anti-aging and reversing cellular damage. It also helps with putting cells that are damaged through apoptosis mm-hmm. and birthing new cells. And last but not least, it works on balancing those reactive oxygen species and reducing oxidation in the body. We all have way too much oxidation. We have too much stress. Mm-hmm. We're not getting enough sleep. We're behind blue light, right? Mm-hmm. And so it reduces that oxidation. And this is all what molecular hydrogen does. And molecular hydrogen gas has been researched for actually over 100 years. But in the last 60 years, it's mm-hmm. really picked up some momentum. And in 2000, it really started to pick up a lot more momentum. Dr. Tyler LeBaron is the lead of the Molecular Hydrogen Institute. He owns the Molecular Hydrogen Institute, and he's the lead research scientist in molecular hydrogen in the world right now. Mm-hmm. And he predicted that in 2017, it would start to pick up pace, and by 2027, it would be mainstream. And he's been right on.
Wow.
And so I love that in all the scientific data, there are thousands of scientific studies published. The first and foremost thing to know is that there has been zero, there are no side effects, zero. Even mm-hmm. an herb can have a side effect, right? So to have no side effects is incredible. And mm-hmm. all of the clinical data shows that all it does is improve cellular function in every way. So from diabetes to neurological disorders, it's showing a very promising future in the reversal of neurological disorders. And so I'm very, very excited for the future. And so what I am so passionate about in molecular hydrogen-rich water is we're taking two of the biggest problems, cellular energy depletion and dehydration, mm-hmm. and solving them together. Beautiful. And so, yeah, when you have molecular hydrogen enriched water, the hydrogen really penetrates the cell, breaks that water in with it. So we see hydration saturation happening. I see mm-hmm. my patients come in chronically dehydrated and then move to a completely hydrated state with like significantly improved mitochondrial energy. So we have a specific device or bottle that we use based on its quality is very, mm-hmm. very important, because people might hear this talk. And then they go Google molecular hydrogen bottle, and then mm-hmm. they buy something off of Amazon, and they're drinking heavy metals. And it's a big problem. We've tested, I don't even know how many bottles anymore, at least 30. Mm-hmm. And the top lead bottle on the market right now that is around $250 has been shown and tested to have heavy metals in it. Wow. It produces heavy metals through the process of electrolysis, which is then producing the hydrogen. It's the whole thing. But mm-hmm. so your device is important. And mm-hmm. So we love molecular hydrogen water. And we also have hydrogen ventilators in our clinic as well.
Yeah. And we can link in the show notes also for people interested. Can you share the name just for people so that they know?
For the bottle?
The bottle. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's Cell Power Bottle. It's designed by Nuno Nina. He has been a clinician in Portugal for decades in molecular hydrogen. Mm-hmm. He's nothing short of a genius. And he invented the device, the Cell Power mm-hmm. device. And we mm-hmm. Right now it is a full device. Like there's frequencies in the lid from energy to recovery and LumiVitae. So mm-hmm. energy is creating that oxidation, that natural energetic state. Recovery is reduction, mm-hmm. which is actually reducing oxidation in the body. And then the LumiVitae frequencies are light of life, or the frequencies of the sun. And it's designed to like mimic, essentially, it's designed to mimic the process, the chemical process of photosynthesis and how we convert energy from sunlight. And so we know that the sun structures water, right? And mm-hmm. so the concept is that the sun is imprinting or influencing the water to create some coherent structured water. In the base of it, we have literally magnets that are meticulously designed by Nuno and created to mimic the magnetic field of the earth. And if you follow mm-hmm. Chinese medicine, this is mm-hmm. essentially the vital force of the earth is considered to be necessary for human life. So we're imprinting mm-hmm. the water with that vital force. And mm-hmm. then we have our electrodes are coated in titanium and platinum, and we have a custom designed the strongest proton exchange membrane in the world. And this is probably the most important part about understanding your device, because electrolysis is a dirty process. It actually produces more than just hydrogen. And it can produce harmful gases as well, like chloride that can turn into chlorine gas and other contaminants. And the membrane has to not allow those through. And so our membrane is highly specialized, where we have a dual chamber that all the gases and other things that are produced are actually released through the bottom of the bottle. And what makes it through the membrane is this pure hydrogen, molecular hydrogen gas that dissolves and creates the hydrogen-rich water. So that is why I have partnered with them, because of the quality, the science, their clinical research. They have clinical studies on their bottle already. And so Cell Power Bottle by LumiVitae is where you're going to want to grab that. You can reach out to Claudia for a link on that specifically, because I think it does ask for a referral.
Yeah, I'll make sure to link it in the show notes for everybody listening as well. Super, super exciting. And also the incredibleness that there's no side effects, because typically there's something like, it's not for everybody, you can't do this, but it's so natural to intrinsic to the body as well. And everyone wants more energy, I think, right? So especially as we age, for longevity.
Thing, you know, it's just so easy. It's like, take the water that you're drinking and just make it all molecular hydrogen water. So it's accessible for everyone, even people that don't want to change their diet, which is what I love about it. And it's amazing for your skin too. Like, you can wash your face in it. You can mist the hydrogen. It penetrates the skin cells as well.
Beautiful. Beautiful. I'd love to shift gears a minute and understand more about iridology. Can you explain for my audience, what is iridology and how did you go down that path to become an expert in iridology?
Absolutely. So iridology is the study of the iris. Your eyes are connected to 28,000 nerve endings in your body, and it's essentially like a map to your glandular organ system. So everybody seems to be pretty familiar with acupuncture, acupressure, right? We have these certain meridians and points on the body that relate to certain glands and organs. It's the same in the eyes. So the eyes are literally a map to what's happening on the inside, both physically and emotionally. So I took a version of holistic iridology as well as clinical iridology. So when I look at somebody's eyes, I can tell them pretty much exactly what's going on in their body without even needing to talk to them.
Amazing.
So yeah, I got to a level when I was overseeing patients, I just said, just send me their eyes. I don't need their questionnaire. Just send me their eyes and I'll write them a protocol. But you can see everything. You can see the health of the gastrointestinal tract. Based on the color of the eye, you can tell how stagnated their lymph is. Against popular belief, there's only two true colors, which are blue and brown.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yes. And so my eyes used to be hazel. And then they went more greenish, you know, greenish yellowish, and now they're blue. Wow. And this has been all because I've cleaned my terrain. I didn't get contacts. I didn't, you know, anything. And people that have known me since high school are like, Carrie, like, your eyes are different. I'm like, yes, I know.
I know, you have quite startling eyes, like beautiful eyes. And the color changes because of the detox? No. Like, how does that happen?
Yeah. So when we get pharmaceutical drugs, they leave behind like sulfur residue in our body. And so this will show up, and actually it's called a gastric ring. You'll see when some people have this orange that's around the pupil in the eye. This is a couple of indicators. And so one is an indicator of maybe there's some sulfur accumulations in the bowels. It means that we have you probably have a lot of gas and bloating if you have that. It usually can be a pharmaceutical residue. It can be heavy metal toxicity, but it also is an indicator oftentimes that the pancreas is really struggling when we have that color, because it means there's a lack of enzymes to break down and digest foods properly. So yeah, it can be heavy metal toxicity, sulfur residue, and pancreatic weakness when we have this orange ring that surrounds. And that kind of starts to change the color of your eye. So you start to see that around there, and it kind of almost looks like a hazily color with the orange and the blue mixing. And then as your lymphatic system gets stagnated, like, we have 75 trillion cells and two major fluids, blood and lymph. The lymph is your cleaner. So as the lymph can't clean as well, you start to see beautiful bright blue eyes go to this kind of like murky whitish, you know, baby blue, we call it. That's the lymph is getting really cloud. You can see, like, it almost looks like thick clouds or white strands in the eye. This is lymphatic mucus. It's stagnation in the body. And then eventually when we start to get enough toxins that come into our body, we start to see this yellowing. And so there can be little pockets of yellowing. This is like when there's an overall kidney weakness, you'll see some yellowing throughout the eyes. And this will start to change the color of the eyes to look green. You know, it's just very simple color palettes, green and yellow, right? Or yellow and blue, and you're looking at green. And so the eyes will look green and kind of, you know, like a, almost like a sunburst when you have this, when you have this orange color. My eyes look like a sunburst when I, and people used to comment on how pretty my eyes are. But I'm here to say the prettier your eyes are in a weird way, the more toxic your bowels and your skin. Yeah. I see these pictures, like, look at her eyes. I'm like, that girl's dying.
She's quite sick.
She's not good. She's not doing okay. She's not good. One of the signs you can actually see if there's like these little straight lines that come out like spokes on a wheel. Those are called the isolaris or radial furrows is the current terminology. And those are toxic tunnels that can tunnel toxins from the bowels up to the, their end point. And so when you look at an iridology map, it could be in your medulla, it can be in your brain, it can be anywhere those pathways end. And so we want to close those toxic tunnels and clean up the bowels. And yeah, you see the eyes completely transform. I had tons of radial furrows. Wow. I had greenish hazel eyes. I had black lacunas in my eyes. Black is the color of degeneration. So there's acute, subacute, chronic, and degenerative. And so those are the four phases. And I had I had chronic to degenerative lacunas in my eyes that were on my thyroid, and all of them are gone.
Wow. So fun. Yeah. So amazing. I know you're the image of vitality, Carrie. So definitely know what you're doing. I want to pick up on a topic as well, fertility, such an important issue. And you mentioned that you had unexplained fertility previously, which was then reversed, right? You're the mother of five children, astoundingly, so amazing, and running businesses. So really such a role model. What was the reasoning behind the unexplained infertility? Do you think it was all the toxins build up? And then can you talk about how you help and support people with the fertility issue, which is so common nowadays?
Yeah. So, I mean, let's think about fertility for a moment. It's the ability to create another life. So first and foremost, our body will not let us create another life if it can't support yours. And that's the simplest way to put it. And I believe that my infertility was my body saying, I can't even manage what you've got going on right now, let alone bringing in another. So my infertility was a blessing. I'm so glad I didn't bring a child in that state, because your child receives your mitochondrial health. This is scientifically proven. The mitochondrial health of the mother is what the child gets. So if I would have gotten pregnant in that very low state, my child would be weak. Also, your lymphatic health gets passed from mother to baby. So the health of my fluid, how stagnated it is going to my baby. So so those are the biggest things to first want as a mother. So if you're dealing with infertility, take it as a blessing that you haven't been able to get pregnant yet, because you're listening to this podcast. Now you have an opportunity to make a really strong baby with a really clean system. But the majority of it is lack of vitality. We talk about longevity, but where's your vitality, your life force? And in addition to that, gut injury is the main root cause of infertility that I always see. Your gut is producing around 80% of your neurotransmitters that are producing your serotonin, your dopamine, your communications to your brain. 9 out of 10 signals go from your gut to your brain, and only 1 of 10 come down. So this is a sign of how intricate your gut is to what's called the HPA axis and the HPT axis, the hypothalamus pituitary adrenal, the hypothalamus pituitary thyroid. All of your communication to regulate your hormones starts in the gut. And so what we have for infertility oftentimes is too low of energy, toxicity, and hormonal imbalance. And, you know, specifically progesterone. Progesterone is not only produced by the ovaries, but also by the adrenals. So women that have adrenal fatigue may get pregnant. In about 8 to 10 weeks, they lose that baby. And this is because their progesterone is too low. And so then we have people medically supplementing progesterone, which just means we're putting a Band-Aid over an adrenal weakness and birthing mm-hmm. an adrenally weak child, which the adrenals regulate the health of their nervous system and beyond. Mm-hmm. So the biggest thing I see is gut injury, hormonal imbalance, and overtoxicity. Those are the three main things mm-hmm. that really contribute to infertility. And once we heal the gut and clean up the lymph, women just get pregnant.
So exciting. So beautiful. As we're finishing up today, Carrie, I'd love to hear your thoughts around, you know, longevity. And really, it's how do you live at your best for longer, and why? What are some areas that people, everyone across the board should be focusing on? And maybe some of your favorite biohacks around that.
Yeah. So, you know, I really look at longevity is vitality to me. It's mm-hmm. like, you know, we can live a long life. Mm-hmm. In clinically speaking, you know, people used to die at 46 and now they're dying 70s and 80s. And we're like, look, we have longer lives, but we don't have mm-hmm. longevity. These people are being kept chemically alive, mm-hmm. right? They're not living a high quality of life. So for me, longevity is having vitality and life force and a sex drive and all of the things all the way until the end, until mm-hmm. the last breath, right? Because mm-hmm. your body is designed to be here for the ultimate human experience, really. Mm-hmm. So to me, the biggest key tips to longevity is to eat organic whenever you can, or you're eating mm-hmm. chronic chemical pesticides, of course, yeah. to eat foods that are alive, mm-hmm. living food. You know, did it come off a tree? Look at the vibrancy, the color. This has more nutrients. It has all the enzymes. Eat more mm-hmm. raw foods than cooked foods. Mm-hmm. That's my tip number two, raw, live, organic foods versus cooked, and have cooked foods occasionally is fine, but mm-hmm. majority of your day, drink really good clean water. So I recommend living spring water that is a pH of less than 7, mm-hmm. That doesn't have too many dissolved solids in it. So you don't want a total dissolved solid of like 100 or 150. You really want to keep it under 60. Mm-hmm. And in my opinion, I would say molecular hydrogen water would be one of the best ways to manage your well-being. And those mm-hmm. are my physical tips. Mm-hmm. Outside of that, I would say sleep. Mm. Sleep is so important, and not mm-hmm. just 8 hours or any 8 hours, like the right 8 hours, which is actually mm-hmm. the hours between 9 and 10 we should be asleep. And that's mm-hmm. because you're getting essential endocrine and nervous system repair sleep. The body mm-hmm. is doing certain things at specific mm-hmm. times of the night. And when you mm-hmm. miss that window and you sleep midnight to 8, your brain have brain fog the next day because your short-term memory never got to process any of the information in mm-hmm. your sleep. So sleeping in accordance to your circadian rhythm would be my number. I don't even know if that's number 4. It should be number 1, but top 2. And then last is morning sunlight. Morning sunlight is so important to your overall vitality. People don't realize those red and blue light when the sun is rising is first setting your circadian rhythm. And mm-hmm. a lot of people don't realize that melatonin starts being made in the eyes when it sees the morning sun. Ah. And it's preparing it for the evening. Mm-hmm. Also, the sun helps you produce vitamin A, which is an essential vitamin that acts as a coenzyme inside the body. Vitamin A is like, I won't even go down that rabbit hole on how important it is in your body. But the sunlight creates that, and it helps balance your hormones, and it helps upregulate your mitochondrial energy. So mm-hmm. morning sunlight, good sleep, organic food, healthy water, hydrogen water, even better. And then grounding on the ground, mm-hmm. like bare feet to the ground, and just taking some time to practice joy and presence.
Yes. Beautiful.
Top tips to longevity. You know, you can meditate every day, great. But if you can at least take your bare feet to the ground in the morning sun and take a moment to be grateful for life and find those mm-hmm. different vibrations in your body, you'll unlock some keys to longevity.
Oh, beautiful. And I know that you're in Mexico right now, so I feel like the beach just welcomes one to do that a little bit better than rainy London at the moment. But we find our way. So gorgeous. Thank you for those tips. Carrie, where can people follow what you're up to, website or social media? Where would you send them to?
Sure. At Carrie Drinkwine on Instagram or Institute mm-hmm. of Regenerative Health on Instagram. Both. Mm-hmm. I post on both. My website, carriedrinkwine.com. will lead you to everything I do, from freedom coaching to the Institute of Regenerative Health, where I train practitioners globally, to mm-hmm. Wise Wellness Clinic that I do still oversee. I don't take patients anymore, but I do oversee all the cases. So in a way, you're still seeing me.
Beautiful. Yeah. Do you have a final ask, recommendation, or any parting thoughts or message for my audience today?
Yeah, so I would say that, you know, we hear like we only have one life, but mm-hmm. I always think of we only have one today. And it really sits differently because life mm-hmm. feels like, well, we have time. Mm-hmm. We only have one today. Mm. And every single today, we have a choice. And we have a choice to choose to be the best version of ourselves or to continue to deteriorate and not listen to our soul and not take care of our body and not take care of our minds. And so my request is to treat every day not like it's your last, but like, this is the only today I'm ever going to get. How can mm-hmm. I serve my body? Mm-hmm. And what I really want is for people to look at their body as this servant for them. Like literally your body, every single cell in your body is to at all times maintaining pH. It is mm-hmm. constantly trying to keep you alive. And so how could you create a co-relationship with your body mm-hmm. and make it easier for your body? Mm-hmm. And really focus on, you know, eating living foods and doing good things and noticing that today is the only today I get.
I absolutely love that. It just really brings you down to the present moment. Carrie, thank you so much for coming on today, sharing your wisdom. It's been such a pleasure to have you on. Thank you, everybody, for listening as well.
Thank you for having me.
So beautiful. Thank you.